Hello and welcome to this episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. My name is Tom Haynes and I'm your host, and this week we're going to talk about how do I become an air traffic controller. A few episodes ago we talked about why you might want to be an air traffic controller. Today we're going to talk about how do I become an air traffic controller.
You've decided you want to be an air traffic controller.
Now, what's the next step? Well, I'm making this podcast the end of September, and next month, the FAA is opening up what they call an open bid for air traffic controllers. And usually, they get about 20 to 30,000 applicants to be an air traffic controller. Now, the open bid means that no experience is required.
And if you heard the episode where I talked a little bit about my story,
I became an air traffic controller answering an ad that said, you know, make $50,000 a year, no experience necessary. And since I had no experience, I thought I was well qualified for that. So, the thing about an open bid is it doesn't require any experience. You used to have to have either a college degree or 3 years of work experience. I think they may be reducing that a little bit, but usually that's not a problem. If you're over the age of 19 and under the age of 31, you generally fall into a category where if either had enough college to qualify or enough years working to qualify. So, either one, and you are qualified to put in the paperwork for the open bid. Now, with 20,000 people applying and the FAA saying that they're going to put about 1,800 to 2,000 people through the academy in a year. Obviously, not everyone who applies is going to get asked to go to Oklahoma City. So, I won't go into the details of how the FAA makes those selections. I could go into, you know, what I went through, but that was 35 years ago, and it's changed. It's changed many times since then. So the details about what goes into the selection, what goes into what happens after you apply, there are places like the Discord. There's a Academy group on Discord, and they answer a lot of questions like that. But so one way you can get in is through the FAA's open bid. Now, another way you can get in is also through the FAA, what they call an experience bid. And that is, as you could guess by the name, for experienced controllers or controllers who have, you know, a little bit of experience. It doesn't require a lot of experience to be able to apply in the experience bid. It's generally for ex-military controllers. And in the past, it's been almost exclusively for ex-military controllers. There are some other ways to get experience, which I'll go over in just a couple minutes. But the experience bid that the FAA puts out, if you qualify, the FAA generally will take you straight to your first facility. They will bypass the academy in Oklahoma City and take you straight to a facility to begin training. And a lot of students and a lot of young people look at that and go, whoa, I'll do anything not to have to go to Oklahoma City. And I understand that to a certain extent. And I will probably do a podcast in the future on why you shouldn't fear going to the academy. It is a way to bypass it. So the experience bid, you generally have to have. In the past, it's been 3 years that you had a CTO or a control tower operator card. Now I think that's down to a year. And like I said, there are ways to get that, which we'll discuss here in just a couple minutes. But the experience bid, I've one of my first trainers at Brownsville Tower got in from the Air Force on the experience bid, didn't have to go to Oklahoma City. Actually, there were quite a few of the controllers at Brownsville that got in from the military, and I think most of them were ex-Air Force. And so my first trainers were ex-Air Force, and they taught me a lot about how to run a pattern, and with a lot of people doing touch and goes, different speeds, different types doing touch and goes. And so there is a lot of value to the experience that ex-military controllers specifically bring. And I think most military controllers would also rather not go through the academy. The academy can be difficult because the military does things differently than the FAA wants you to do things when it comes to air traffic control. And so it can be a difficult transition to get out of what you've known and what you've known as an experienced controller and trying to learn a different way of doing it. It can be difficult. Now, if you go straight to a tower, is generally where they would take you straight from the military. If you go straight to a tower, then you're at least learning with live traffic, which can be scary, but you're learning with live traffic. But you're also learning at a place that's not going to be as intense for the most part. Some of that training is going to be intense, but it's hard to explain the difference between training at a facility and training at the academy. It can be difficult, and they're two totally different animals. But so the experience bid is a way to get it. So how do you get experience if you don't really want to go to the academy? Well, there are two ways. You can choose to go to a college that offers what they call a CTI program. And a lot of them are community colleges. Some of them are universities. I know, think Purdue has one. University of Oklahoma has one. Now, they didn't used to, but now they have one. But some of the best are at community colleges. There's a community college in Tulsa. I don't know the exact name right now. I don't have it in front of me. And then there's Beaver Community College, and they have a really good program. There's a really good program up in Alaska Anchorage, that is run by a former lead at the academy. So he knows how to prepare the students to do well at the academy. And he's a great instructor, and that's a really good program. So you can go to a CTI school, look into how much the tuition is going to take, or how much it's going to be, how long it's going to take to get through, get your degree. And then recently the FAA decided to change a little bit about the CTI schools. And what they're doing now, what the FAA is doing now, is giving graduates of the CTI schools and the schools that offer a CTO, there we go, back to that control tower operator card. If a CTI school offers a CTO, then what the FAA will do is, here again, bypass the academy and treat those students as experienced students. And obviously they haven't had the CTO for a year, but it's actually, I think, advantageous for everyone that they're not making them wait a year to start training. So CTI schools are starting to have the ability to go straight, graduates can go straight from that school to a facility and start training. So you've got the open bid, you've got the experience bid, both by the FAA, you've got the CTI schools and what the FAA is doing with them now. And then you've got another alternative. Aside from the military, you can always go in the military and get your CTO and in the military, or get radar experience even in the military. But if you don't want to go to the military, there is another option out there. It's called Advanced ATC. It's in Valdosta, Georgia, and they recently had a hurricane go through there. And so from what I've heard, it blew out some of the windows in the tower there at the airport. So it may be just a little bit before they get things going. But Advanced ATC, that one will cost you, the last I heard, about $60,000. And they will get you a CTO in 9 to 12 months, depending on how quickly you want to get through the program and how well you do. But they will give you a CTO. You will have earned a CTO when you finish there. And I worked there for a little bit. I worked there for about 5 months after my time at the academy as an instructor. And I was training some of the students in the tower, working live traffic. Now, Advanced ATC and several of the CTI schools have simulators that they use to simulate tower traffic, and they run some fairly significant traffic in the simulators, which is good because the airport doesn't have a whole lot of traffic. So there's not a whole lot of live traffic that you get to train on there. But several of the students at Advanced ATC will be asked to stay on as instructors. And so they get to work with their CTO. You know, they are controllers and they get to instruct, which is one of the best ways to learn something, is to try and teach it to someone else. And then a lot of those instructors would then move on to work a contract tower, which, if you don't know what those are, the FAA in some cities, but the FAA has a federal contract tower program. And I think the total of towers is somewhere in the 220s to 260, somewhere in there. And it's nationwide. There are, I think, at last count, four different companies that are getting the bid. That bid closes and is being awarded probably as I speak, or in the next few days, or it's just been awarded. I actually work for one of those federal contract tower companies right now. And you can go from Advanced ATC into one of the federal contract towers. One of the students that I worked with went from Valdosta down to, I think it's North Orlando, Leesburg in Florida, and then went from there in an experience bid, went straight into the FAA, bypassed the academy in Oklahoma City, and is now at Green Bay Tower, which is also a radar facility. And last I heard, he was done with his tower training and was going to the radar school in Oklahoma City. And that's a totally different animal than the academy. But so Advanced ATC is an option. One of the instructors I work with, he went and worked at a different city contract, which there are some cities that contract out their tower. And he went from there in an experience bid, got into the FAA, bypassed the academy, and is now working in Augusta, Georgia tower. And so I'm like, oh, if I could only have worked there as a guy that likes to golf, that's like heaven. But so there are ways to get into the FAA. Advanced ATC, as far as I know, it's affiliated with a community college there in Valdosta, and so you are able to get student loans to pay for that. So the point is that there, I've already listed what, 5 different ways to get into the FAA. I used what was a continuously open bid back when I got in. Now, they didn't do it just once a year. They did it pretty much continuously. And so that was really great. They were still trying to get back to full staffing after the strike in 1981. So I got in 1988. They were still trying to refill slots that had been lost. And so, and now all those people that came in when I came in and after I came in, you know, we're all retired now. And so they're continuously having to fill those slots and continuously having to fill those slots. And the staffing at most of the facilities right now is not good. So it's a great time to hire on as an air traffic controller. I know the federal contract tower program is understaffed. And so getting a CTO, like I said, through a CTI school or through Advanced AT is a great option because they need people and they want people. And most of the facilities understand that they're understaffed and understand that they need people. And so that's the main difference when you get into training in a facility. They know they need you and they're willing to work with you and they're going to see you every day. And so the training is different. It is different than Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, they don't like to use the word quote unquote screen, but Oklahoma City is a screening process. It is a 3-month job application or job interview. So it is different. And training at a facility, it will always be different. So I encourage you, if you have any desire to be an air traffic controller, look into either the open bid. If you're a controller now and you have a CTO, be on the lookout for the experience bid that the FAA has, because I can tell you, when you factor in benefits and pay and everything else, the FAA, if you want to be a controller, the FAA is the one to work with and work for. You'll do much better financially, schedule wise, everything, benefit wise. You'll do much better in the FAA than you will anywhere else. I know. I've done it. Okay? So, and if you have to go to the academy, you have to go to the academy. Don't worry about it. Okay? We'll get into it. You know, leave me questions. You know, if you have questions about the academy, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions, whether it's just one-on-one or whether it's on this podcast. If it's a really good question, and all questions are good, but if it's a really good question I think people would benefit from hearing my answer to, then I'll make a podcast about it. If not, I'll answer it one-on-one, you know, because my goal at this point in my life, my goal is to just to help you guys and girls become air traffic controllers. That's my passion. It's been my passion. I really didn't know it until I was up at the academy being an instructor and watching students go through that, watching students try to attain something that is very difficult to attain. And so I'm here to help. Pick my brain. If you're at the academy, pick the brain of your instructors, your lead, your A lead, the instructors you work with in the labs, pick their brain. Pick my brain. We are there to help because this is a great job. And so the open bid, if I remember right, it's going to open October 11th. This time, they usually only open it for a few days. I would jump on it because normally they have a certain number of applicants and it fills up in 2 to 3 days. So October 11th, if you are interested, be online filling out the application on October 11th. Don't wait even till the 12th. It may be too late, okay? I'll leave you with this. It's a great job, it's a great career. There are multiple ways of getting in. If you want to do a CTI school, if you want to do advanced ATC, they are incredibly viable options. Look into it, figure out what works best for you, because what works best for you is going to be different from what works best for someone else. But if you have questions, email me at tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. Leave a comment and I will answer any question that I get. So send me your questions, leave comments. Like I said before, send this to friends that you think would like it and need it. And we will talk with each other again. Thank you and goodbye.